Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law that lowers the minimum age to carry or possess handguns from 21 to 18. The new law, signed on Friday, will allow 18-year-olds in Iowa to own and carry pistols, revolvers, and ammunition starting July 1st. It's already legal for 18-year-olds to buy long guns, such as rifles or shotguns. Supporters of the bill argue laws preventing 18-year-olds from having guns are discriminatory. A bill awaiting signature from Governor Kim Reynolds would ban cities with civil service commissions from having citizen police review boards. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports the Iowa House passed the proposal late last week.
The ban would dissolve at least six existing boards across the state where citizens examine police conduct, including in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Dubuque. The bill also makes procedural changes for removing, demoting, or suspending city service employees, including members of the police and fire departments. Democratic Representative Eleanor Levin of Iowa City called citizen police review boards powerful tools for building trust between law enforcement and community members.
I can't support removing something that has taken the relationship between the police department and my neighborhood from negative to positive.
Supporters of the bill in the legislature have said the review boards are unnecessary when cities have civil service commissions. The proposal passed 81 to 12. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
The Iowa Department of Education is one step closer to approving new K-12 science standards after amending some controversial wording changes. Earlier this year, members of the public accused the department of watering down language around evolution, climate change, and human impacts and activities. The current version restores some but not all of the phrasing in question. The standards were last updated in 2015. The Board of Education could adopt the new standards at their next meeting in May. Some central Illinois schools have taken steps to ban phone use in classes, even as the state considers wider restrictions. Superintendent of Olympia Schools in McLean County, Laura O'Donnell, says her school tightened phone rules beginning the current school year.
From the second week of school, teachers were saying kids were more engaged. There was more conversation happening.
O'Donnell says some students have started trying to skirt the rules, but says it's still less disruptive than allowing the phones in class. A bill that would require public schools to end phone use during class instruction has passed in the Illinois Senate. In Iowa, a bill is awaiting signature from the governor that would also ban cell phone use during class time. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will address Knox College graduates in June. The 43rd governor of the state will also receive an honorary degree from the university in Galesburg. He follows other political leaders who have been commencement speakers at the university. That includes former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright in 2008, former President Bill Clinton in 2007, and then State Senator Barack Obama in 2005. Knox College President Andy McGadney says Pritzker's commitment to public service and education access aligns with Knox's mission and values. The U.S. has about 70 new citizens after a naturalization ceremony at the University of Northern Iowa on Friday. As Iowa Public Radio's Grant Leo Winterer reports, the process was a relief to many who feared possible deportation.
The new Americans came from over 25 countries, and their ages ranged between 20 and the late 70s. Yahya was one of them. He was born in the Sudan and has been in the U.S. for about 6 years. He said through an interpreter that gaining citizenship means a passport for travel and puts to rest any fears of deportation.
Yeah, if you have a U.S. passport, you can travel.
You can stay here in America.
Yeah, you can stay here. You don't have to worry about deportation.
The ceremony was the first to be held on the school's campus since the COVID pandemic. Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
This is WVIK News.